It doesn't really matter what you think about our governor, but Governor Branstad is the longest serving governor in the history of our country from any state in the Union. And he has now been appointed, as you probably are very well aware of, to be the next ambassador to China. Whether you think he's a good governor or not, I think most of us would see that as quite an honor for Iowans, to know that our governor is going to be the representative of our country to one of the largest and most powerful countries in the world, the country with the most people, and an economy that ranks among the top in the world. Now, as an ambassador, he is the personal representative of the president and the government, but more than that, he is the representative of all of us who are American citizens to that Chinese government. I mention that because St. Paul, in our second reading that we just heard, says to us at the very beginning of that reading that we are ambassadors for Christ. So what does that mean, that we are ambassadors? How do we become a representative of Christ out there in the world? Because that's what Paul is saying. Well, I think that the way that we represent Christ is by doing the things that Christ did in his life. And those three things are pretty simple. They're outlined for us in the gospel. We hear it every Ash Wednesday. We hear it every Lent. The same gospel, the same three practices that Jesus tells us to be involved in. Because those are the things that Jesus was involved in. First of all, to be a person of prayer. Before Jesus did anything important, he went off by himself and spent time in prayer with his Father. He needed that inspiration, that guidance from God. And so do we. So we need to be a person of prayer. And Lent is given to us to be a prayerful season, to spend more time in the presence of our God. The second characteristic of Jesus, or his main action, was that he was a person of sacrifice. Ultimately and primarily, the sacrifice that he made on the cross. But all through his life, he was persecuted and ridiculed and ostracized because he spoke the truth to the powers that be. He led a life of sacrifice. And so he tells us that we also have to be people who sacrifice in our lives. We have to give up things that we like meat on Fridays or today, or whatever else we're going to give up, whether it's chocolate or alcohol or pop or movies or some kind of TV show. We have to sacrifice in our life if we're going to be like Jesus. But the other thing, the other side of that coin of sacrifice, is that third activity of Jesus. And he was a person of action, a person who did good for other people. When he met people in their need, he went out of his way to help them. He fed the hungry, he cured the sick, and he was a companion to the lonely in the world. And we too are called to do something positive with our lives during this Lenten season. If all we do is something negative, giving something up, that might be good for ourselves, but we're not doing one iota of good or making one bit of difference in the life of somebody else. If you're giving up something during Lent, what are you doing with the money that you're not spending on that thing? Give it to those who are in need. Practice almsgiving. Help make a difference in someone else's life. For example, participate in the Rice Bowl, which is our bishop's national project for us during the Lenten season. Be people of prayer and sacrifice and fasting, or almsgiving and charity, and that's how we represent Christ out there in the world. When you leave Mass this evening, you are going to be different, just as I am with this smudge on my forehead that I've had all day. And if you're going home and then you're going to spend the night at home, it won't make much difference. But if you're going out somewhere tonight, you're going to stand out because of this mark on your forehead. And people will look at you and they may wonder what it's all about. And they will say, that person sure is different. And that's fine. But the real question is, will you be different tomorrow? Will you be different next week? Will you be different at Easter? Because what's on here is only a symbol of what's supposed to happen in here, a change of our hearts to be representatives, ambassadors for Christ out there in the world.